임파. Lord, as we come to you to worship you every Sunday, make us more grateful to you. And with the passing of each week, we are increasingly thankful for the gift of life. We are equally grateful for the gift of choice, that you elected us not to make us puppets, but afforded us a measure of freedom to the choices we make. We also bless you, O God, for the inner voice of your heart, of your voice that speaks to us and lead us to your eternal truth. So we pray that this morning you will continue to speak to us so that we're able to know some of your great purposes in our lives and in this church. We also pray for the cleansing of our soul to the blood of your Son, so that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
请大家翻到哥林多后书第四章。
The whole sermon is supposed to be based on this whole chapter.
今天早上信息我们会专注在这一章上。
Put more emphasis from verses 7 onwards.
尤其是在从七章开始。
So for the Chinese text, you may refer it on the screen. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal. This is the story of a 10-year-old boy who decided to learn judo despite the fact that he had lost his arm in a car, left arm in a car accident.
他虽然在不幸的一个车祸上呢，失去他的左臂呢，但他继续参加这个柔道这个运动。
He began lessons with an old Japanese judo master.
他跟一个日本的一个师傅学习。
The boy was doing well, so he couldn't understand why after 3 months of training, the master had taught him only one move.
他学的进步相当好，但是呢，这个师傅只教他一招。
So the boy said, Master, shouldn't I be learning more moves?
他说，师傅，你应该多教我几招好吗？
This is the only move you know.
他说这招就行了。
And this is the only move you will ever need to know.
这招是你应该懂的，就是在这招上面。
The master replied.
是他师傅这样子说。
So not quite understanding, but believing his master, the boy kept training.
他不太明白，但是他继续这样子的苦练下去。
Several months later, the master took this boy to his first tournament.
几个月后，这个师傅带他到一个比赛去。
Surprising himself, the boy easily won his first two matches.
很惊奇的时候，他很容易的就过第一关。
But the third match proved to be more difficult.
第二关来到第三关的时候呢，比较有对手。
But after some time, his opponents became impatient and charged.
不过来到一阵子呢，他的那对手呢，他失去了耐性，就往前冲。
Now this boy skillfully used his only one move to win the match.
他仍然用他同样一招呢，把他压倒了。
Still amazed by his success, this boy was now in the finals.
这小孩感觉非常惊奇，他进入了决赛。
Now this time his opponent was bigger, stronger, and more experienced.
这是他对手，更加的强壮，更加的快。
So for a while, the boy appeared to be overmatched.
所以一阵子呢，一直觉得好像这个小孩子一直在输了。
Concerned that the boy might get hurt, the referee called a timeout.
所以这个裁判担心这个小孩受伤呢，他就叫一个timeout 一样。
He was about to start the match when the master intervened.
这时候呢，这个师傅来说，进来了。
No, the master insisted, let him continue.
他说继续让他斗下去。
Soon after the match resumed, the opponent made a critical mistake.
但是这时进行中呢，这时呢，对手呢出现了一个差错。
He dropped his guard.
他把他的防备接下来。
So instantly, the boy used his only move to pin him down.
这时候，同样的，这个小孩用他唯一知道那一招呢，把他压倒了。
The boy had not only won the match, but the whole tournament.
他不只胜了这个比赛呢，他也胜了得到冠军。
He was the champion.
他就是那一场的冠军。
So on the home, the boy and the master they review every move in each and every match.
所以他过后呢，他跟这个师傅检讨他的这个表现。
Then the boy summoned his courage to ask what was really on his mind.
所以他最后他鼓起勇气问师父这样的一个问题。
Say, Master, how did I win the tournament with only one move?
到底我怎么样用一招呢就能胜了这个这样的一个比赛
？The master answered, "You won for two reasons."
他说有两个原因。
First, you have almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in all of judo.
首先能学到的那个在这个柔道的最艰难的那一招。
And secondly, the only known defense for your opponent.Okay, for not being pinned down by you, is for him to grab your left arm.
如果要克服那招呢，对手呢必须要抓着你的左臂。他没有左臂。
So you see, the boy's biggest weakness has become his biggest advantage, his strength.
所以你看，他的劣势呢，成为他的优势。
So brothers and sisters, strength made perfect in weakness is exactly what Paul wants to convey to the Corinthians in today's passage.
所以能力在软弱上显得完全是今天我们的主题。
For Paul, the strength comes from God's power.
所以这个保罗的能力是从上帝那来的。
As a matter of fact, today's sermon is a sequel to my previous one entitled "Celebrating God's Comfort in the Midst of Suffering."
上回我提到的信息，我提到的是说我们怎么样子在安慰中在困难中庆贺神的安慰。
If you could still recall, Paul begins his letter by praising God for his weakness and suffering.
我们记得吗？当时这个保罗继续的庆贺神的同在呢，虽然在苦难中。
This is the very thing his opponent calls his ministry into question.
所以这时候呢，是因为他的对手呢，把他这样子的苦难当成一个话题来针对他来。
But Paul's defense was that abundant suffering and abundant comfort was in fact his signs of his apostolic authenticity.
但是呢，保罗说，我越受苦呢，越表示我这个道是真正的。
He views his suffering as an opportunity to celebrate God's comfort given to him.
他的困难是一个传道的机会。
So he praises God as the God of all comfort.
所以他赞粉赞美神呢，赞美神是那个无限的那个安慰。
In today's passage, God continues to praise God.
今天呢，他继续的赞美神。
But this time not for God's comfort.
但是这次不是为了神的安慰。
But for God's surpassing power manifested his weakness.
而是神莫大的能力呢，在他的软弱中显示出来。
So it's appropriate to entitle today's sermon "Celebrating God's Power in the Midst of Weakness or Adversity."
所以我今天讲章取题为在困难中庆贺神的大能。
It is in human weakness that surpassing power of God would spring to action.
就是在这个神的能力呢，是在人的软弱中彰显出来的。Yeah.
Now this is the first point Paul would like to bring across to his fellow Corinthians.
这是保罗所带给我们的第一点。
In verse 7, we find both a summary of Paul's understanding of his ministry and his conviction of God's surpassing power working in and through him.
在七节呢，我们有看到保罗这样的一个精神。
He says, "We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us."
我们把这个宝贝呢放在瓦器呢上，直到莫大的能力呢能够从我们当中彰显出来。
So immediately we notice that Paul is describing his ministry in terms of a paradoxical image.
所以我看下面保罗给他信息的，他的那个事工呢，带来这样的一个信息。
A treasure housed in jars of clay.
一个重贵重的宝贝呢，放在一个瓦器上，瓦器里。
I will leave the explanation of treasure to my second point.
我把它这样子的一个宝贝呢，就在第二点上更深入的形容。
Let us first expound the metaphor of Paul seeing himself as clay jars.
来，我们来现在首先了解说，保罗怎么样子把这个自己呢当成一个瓦器这样的一个比喻。
It seems that Paul is borrowing his metaphor from the Old Testament.
他是从旧约呢取自这样的一个比喻。
Where clay pots are depicted as weak and prone to shatter.
这个瓦器是很容易易碎的，很容易就破裂的。
Now we all know that clay jars are fragile, prone to breakage.
我们知道这个瓦器呢，这些瓦器呢是容易破碎的。
It's easily cracked.
它容易找出缺口。
So a breakable vessel offers no protection for the treasure it contains.
所以这个易碎的瓦器呢，怎么样子会容这样子一个宝贝呢？
The most it could offer is to protect its content from dust and water.
最多是呢能够保护这宝贝呢从这个外面的这个灰尘。
So the image of clay jars therefore serves to emphasize the contrast between Paul's weaknesses versus the great power of God.
所以这个瓦器跟这个宝贝就是对比着保罗的软弱和神的大能。
We know clay jars have no lasting value.
我们知道瓦器没有这价值的。
And they are so cheap that when they are broken, they just simply being replaced.
它很便宜，如果破了呢，我们就换另外一个。
Easily broken, they are also easily replaced.
他们很容易就破碎，也很容易被取代。
So by using clay jars as a metaphor, the implication is very clear.
所以给我们的信息非常的清楚。
Now these earthen vessels are weak, fragile, and expendable.
这个瓦器呢，很容易被取代，而且非常软弱易碎。
Now if that is so, why put treasure in such earthen pots?
既然如此，为什么把宝贝放在里头呢？
Paul's answer is that to show the treasure has nothing to do with this pot.
所以他是要表现说，这样宝贝呢跟这个瓦器呢是没有关系的。
And to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
这个能力呢是完全由神这个宝贝而来的。
So Paul is basically admitting himself to being a worthless, breakable clay pot subject to destruction.
所以保罗是比喻他自己就是那个瓦器呢，容易易碎、软弱，而且容易被其他人取代的。
But as God's chosen lowly vessel, his weakness and vulnerability is necessary for the power of God to be demonstrated.
但是他因为被神的拣选呢，他软弱呢，能在神的能力中呢彰显出来。
So to further explore the meaning of this clay pot image,
所以我们继续来探讨这样子的一个比喻。
Paul now gives four vivid contrasts of his life experience in verses 8 and 9.
这个保罗给我们一个比较鲜明的这样以下的对比。
They illustrate what Paul means about being weak and fragile.
然后大家提出他怎么样的软弱，然后神怎么样的大有能力。
And how power comes from God to save him.
而这个能力呢，神的能力如何来拯救他？
Now these four vivid contrasts are.
这个对比是这样子的。
Paul says in every way we are hard pressed but not crushed.
保罗说他四面受敌，但是呢不被困住。
Perplexed but not in despair.
心里作难呢，但他不至于失望。
Persecuted but not abandoned.
他虽受遭害呢，但不被神丢弃。
Struck down but not destroyed.
他被打倒了，但是却不至于死亡。
So first we see the earthen vessel of Paul's life was hard pressed.
所以我们知道这样的瓦器呢，受到外头的压力。
Indicating a sense of being pressurized.
他被其他外头的压力来压制着。
The hard press is best represented by the word squeeze.
这个叫四面受敌，就是好像被压着的那种感觉。
Thus Paul is saying that he may be squeezed, but by no means squashed.
他虽然受压了，但是他没有被破碎。
So as the divine power of God goes to work.
所以当神的无能同在的时候呢？
The pressure Paul encounters never get him to the point where there's no escape or there's no way out.
保罗深信呢，他不会来到永远无路可走的地步。
Secondly, he was perplexed, but not in despair.
第二，他心里作难呢，但他不失望。
Perplexed means to be at loss, to be in doubt, not knowing what to do or where to go.
就是在这个心里作难，就是说他不知道往前的路，不知道有没有希望，这样子一个感觉。
But again, with divine power comes into play.
那神的能力。 在现在的时候呢
，Paul says never feel hopeless or insecure。
这个保罗不会觉得是他是无望或者无助。
这里 is persecuted but not abandoned。
最后呢，他受到遭害呢，但他不被丢弃。
We know Paul was pursued from city to city by hostile Jews。
我们知道保罗在被那些暴力的这个犹太人呢追赶，从这个城市到另外一个城市。
But through all, God never abandoned him。
但从此至终呢，神没有抛弃他。
Paul was absolutely confident of God's abiding presence。
他非常有把握，神与他同在。
Regardless of how and where he was hounded。
不管他到什么地方。
And the last one。
最后。
The intensity of this so-called four contrast reaches its peak with this final expression, struck down but not destroyed。
最后，保罗说他是打倒了，但是不至于死亡。
The intensity has been increased until he was struck down but not destroyed。
这边来到，他说他打倒了，但不至于死亡。
Now the verb struck down means laid low by a blow or by a weapon。
打倒了，这边表示是说被一个武器呢击倒了。
Now Paul suffered violence many times。
这保罗多次身体受伤。
But the divine power is at work。
但是呢，神的能力呢是在动工。
So Paul say he was not destroyed。
所以他不至于死亡。
In fact, he was quickly back on his feet。
很快的，他反弹回来。
So maybe the expression knocked down but not knocked out。
所以这边我们体会到什么叫做击倒呢？但是没有出局。
Is the best expression to show God's amazing power in the minds of Paul。
来告诉我们神莫大的能力在保罗的生命中彰显出来。
So yes, brothers and sisters, Paul has shown us God's power is always active and with His purpose。
所以我们这边跟弟兄姐妹，我们知道说神的能力在这边呢，就是说他非常的有使命感。
It always prevents Paul's weakness to reach a point where he succumbs to ultimate defeat or despair.
他不会使到保罗呢走投无路。
If we go back to the end of this letter, Paul once again rejoices that his weakness made him a channel for God's power.
所以在回到这个来到这个这个这个书信的后面的时候，你会看到保罗更夸自己的软弱。
In chapter 12, he states clearly that he delights in weaknesses.
在十二章，他讲到说，他更夸自己的软弱。
He delights in insults, in hardships, in persecution, and in difficulties.
他为基督，他夸耀他软弱，他的被凌辱他的极难，他的被逼迫困难。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Paul says, when he's weak, then he is strong.
因为他什么时候软弱，他什么时候就刚强了。
It's because Paul knows that God's grace is sufficient for him.
因为保罗知道神的恩典够他用。
And God's strength, power is made perfect in his weakness.
然后这个神的能力在他软弱上就显得完全了。
What does Paul mean that when he's weak, then he's strong?
什么意思呢？当保罗说呢，我在什么时候软弱，我就什么时候刚强呢？
We should not interpret it as God's power comes to play to make Paul powerful.
我们是不要翻译成呢，这个神的能力是要使到这个保罗更加的有能力。
In other words, Paul is not saying that as he embraces his weakness, God will pour his power into him so that he now becomes powerful.
不是说因为我们的单独去追求找到我们的软弱，使到神呢使我们更加的有能力。
Normally, this is our natural equation.
那这可能是我们自己的想法。
That is my weakness plus God's power equals my power.
我的软弱加上神的能力就成为我的能力。
But this is not what Paul is saying.
但这不是保罗的意思。
Rather, he teaches that as we embrace our weakness, God fills us with His power, so that His power is demonstrated through us.
但这边是说，保罗说，但是我们接受我们的软弱呢，这样子神的能力就从我们身上彰显出来。
So the right equation should be my weakness plus God's power equals God's power.
所以重要的看正确的看法是说，我的软弱加上神的能力就成为神的大能。
So we do not become powerful.
所以我们不是成为那个有能力的人。
We remain weak.
我们仍然是这样子的一个软弱。
We do not grow in power.
我们的能力没有增加。
We grow in weakness.
我们的软弱反倒增加。
We go from weakness to weakness, so that we remain the lowly vessels for God's power to continue His manifestation.
我们从软弱继续的也会继续的软弱，就像那个瓦器这样子。但是神的能力从这边彰显出来。
That is Paul's meaning. We are ever weak and we are ever strong.
所以我们永远都是软弱的，但是我们也是永远有能力的。
Paul therefore contends that he's the most powerful man when he's least reliant on his own resources and power.
保罗说他最有能力的时候呢，是当他最不依赖自己的能力。
It's because God's power only comes to his full strength in and through his weakness.
因为神的能力能够完全在他的软弱中彰显出来。
So brothers and sisters, Paul's understanding of human weakness vis-à-vis God's power is a hard message for us in this 21st century.
所以他接受我们是软弱，其实在这二十世纪是一个难以被接受的一个信息。
Because we all like to be in control of our circumstances.
因为我们喜欢对自己的生活有所控制。
We want to operate from the position of a strength.
我们要控制的时候呢，我们要有自己要有能力。
So we are in hot pursuit of personal power at all costs.
所以我们与其让神彰显他的能力呢， 我们不计一切呢，追求寻找这个自己的能力。
Instead of letting God's power to be demonstrated in our lives. But isn't it heartening to know that despite our weak and breakable nature,
但是我们呢，多受鼓舞，在神的能力不限于我们的软弱。
God still places treasure within us.
神仍然把宝贝放在我们这个瓦器里头。
As jars of clay, God still uses us to demonstrate His power and His glory.
虽然说我们软弱，但是神继续用我们做他的工。
So we do not have to go all out to prove our worth.
所以我们不用出去外面去证明我们是有能力的。
In order for God to use us as His vessels.
如果神要让我们用我们做他的那个器皿的话呢？
On the other hand, if we are proud and arrogant, believing only in our resources and powers.
但是呢，我们持有这个骄傲、自以为是的态度的话。
Then Paul understanding that there can never be divine power demonstrated in our lives.
根据保罗，我们生命就不会有彰显这样的一个能力。
So in our journey of life,
所以在这个人生的旅途上，
we will still be facing our limitations.
我们还有许多的局限。
Feeling a sense of weakness.
我们可能觉得说有些神是我们能力不足。
Even an overwhelming failure.
可能觉得说有一种挫折感。
But that is not where we should stop.
但是这不是我们要说停顿的时候。
It's because we are able to draw strength from God's power.
因为我们从那个神那边能够支取这个能力。
To continue our journey.
来继续走我们人生的道路。
We may be clay pots, but it's in the hands of the mighty God.
我们虽然是瓦器呢，但是呢，我们装在里头是神的宝贝。
So remember, it's in our weakness that the surpassing power of God will certainly spring to action.
所以是在我们的软弱中呢，神莫大能力在我们的生命中彰显出来。
Though as jars of clay, God has poured out His treasure and placed it within us as His earthen vessel.
虽然我们是一个用瓦用瓷做的瓦器呢，但是呢，神仍然把宝贝放在这个瓦器里头。
Paul actually does not specify what he means by treasure.
他没有具体对我们形容到底什么叫做这个宝贝。
So many have speculated endlessly on contents of this treasure.
就很多人在猜想到底这个宝贝是什么东西。
However, most agree that by treasure, Paul means the gospel of the glory of God in the life or in the face of Christ.
但是一般我们都把它解释为这神的福音带给人的生命。
And this ministry of spreading the gospel of glory has been entrusted to him as Christ's apostle.
这个传达神的福音呢，这个神呢，把它交托在保罗身上。
So though as an inadequate human agency, as jars of clay, Paul is fully aware that he is a bearer of this good news of Jesus Christ.
但是所以保罗知道他自己的不足呢，但是他觉得说，神既然把这个东西交托给我们呢，我虽然是一个瓦器，我仍然行神的工。
And precisely because he is weak and vulnerable, all can see from his power is in fact comes from God.
因为他软弱的时候呢，所以别人可以看到这个能力是从上帝而来的。
When he spread the gospel, the power does not derive from him, but from God alone.
所以当他传福音的时候呢，这个能力是从他后面上帝来的。
So we come to the second point of Paul's message.
所以来到这个我们第二点呢。
This surpassing power of God is to sustain and spur us on to proclaim the gospel of glory.
这神莫大的能力是驱使我们宣告他福音的荣耀。
This gospel of glory is a divine treasure God has already placed within us.
这样子，他是一个把这个宝贝呢装在我们的瓦器上。
So having assurance that God's surpassing power will sustain and spur us on.
所以持有这样子的把握呢，能够带领我们进入这个行动。
So what then should be our attitudes in spreading the gospel of glory?
所以我们态度应该是怎么样子呢？来分享主的福音呢？
Here Paul lists out three guidelines for us to follow.
这边他讲到有给我们三个原则。
First, we must be faithful to the content of the gospel.
首先，我们要对这个福音的内容呢忠心。
Paul renounced two types of behavior that characterized some preachers of his day.
当时宣教士有两种的一个行为。
In verse 2, Paul said, "We do not use deception."
在第二节的时候，他讲到说，我们不用诡诈。
Nor do we distort the word of God.
不藐称神的道。
By not using deception.
所以不用诡诈的话呢？
Paul actually is attacking his opponents who are attempting to cover their true motives.
其实保罗是在攻击那些假冒为善的宣教士。
They cover their true motives with a mask, apparently becoming trying to be pious.
他们假装非常的虔诚。
And assuming that they have this great spiritual power.
他们也伪装自己好像有神的这样子一个能力。
Paul described this type of behavior or cover-up tactics as secret and shameful.
把这个保罗形容这样子一个行为呢是暗昧可耻的。
These people would do whatever they had to do to gain a following.
这些人呢，他们能够不惜一切呢，要征求人的他们对他们的尊崇。
Now, in addition, Paul said he refused to follow in the footsteps of his opponents.
他怎么样子都要不跟他们这样走这样的路。
Who tamper with God's word in order to make it more palatable to the listeners?
他们左右神的话呢，使到他的那个信息能够让大家能够接受。
Or they try to make the gospel more lucrative for themselves.
所以让这个福音听来的很能够被接受。
So yes, there's a constant temptation in the ministry of God's word.
当我们在传讲福音的时候，我们不断的有这样子的一个引诱。
Is to preach to people what they want to hear, rather than what they need to hear.
来告诉大家所喜欢听的信息，而不是大家不太能够接受的信息。
For example, the content of the gospel has been watered down.
所以很多时候呢，我们看到一些宣教士轻描淡写的过一些东西。
In such a manner that repentance, the cause of discipleship, and the lordship of Christ are played down, so that it's easily for us to respond.
他们不太喜欢谈这样的一个主题，比如说悔改啦，这个跟随主的代价啦，还有这个主的那个主权啊，他们不喜欢多讲这些东西。
Still others will use the gospel to support worldly values.
他们甚至有时用一些神的话呢，来支持呢，他们的一些的世俗的一些
That actually in conflict with the true Christian life.
而跟我们的福音呢是有冲突的。
In short, Paul avoided all behavior that was not in accord with the character of the gospel.
所以这保罗呢就避免有这样的一个行为呢来误导大家。
Paul therefore can say of himself and his co-workers that we do not preach ourselves.
所以这边保罗点着是说我不是传自己。
But Jesus Christ as Lord.
而是传耶稣基督为主。
And we'll preach ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
因为他的原因呢，他保罗成为我们的仆人。
Secondly, Paul tells us to preach what we believe.
所以第二是保罗叫我们传讲我们所相信的。
The sentence "I believe, therefore I have spoken" actually comes from Psalms 116.
这边呢，保罗引用这个诗篇的一句话：“我因信呢，所以我如此说话。”
Psalms 116 describe a time when King David almost died.
这时候他这个在这个诗篇116的时候呢，我们形容这个。 这个大卫王来到一个死的边缘的时候，
But God delivered him from death.
神在这时候可能拯救了他。
David believed that God had actually delivered him, and therefore he spoke out.
这个大卫王呢，他真的知道神拯救了他，所以他就这样子的说话。
Paul likewise believed that God has also delivered him from death in many occasions.
同样的，保罗有这样子经验，神从他死亡中拯救出来。
So he must also speak up.
所以他也必须这样子的讲。
In terms of preaching God's word, preach the gospel and Jesus Christ as Lord.
在传讲神是我们的主，我们的救主。
So for Paul, the gospel is not something abstract theory that can be accepted and hidden away in our hearts.
所以对保罗来说，这些不是一个抽象的一个理论。
The gospel requires proclamation.
因为这样的如此呢，所以这个福音必须被传开来。
And by proclaiming it to a hostile world is risky.
但是呢，如果像那些比较有暴力的这个一群人来传开，是有一点风险的。
We know that if Paul did not go around preaching the gospel,
我们知道，如果保罗没有这样子的传福音的时候，
he would never have been persecuted.
他就不会这样子的被受遭害。
Or he would never become perplexed.
他也不会这样子的被受难。
But Paul did not shrink from speaking the gospel openly.
他没有胆怯，他也继续的这样子讲着传的福音。
He speak boldly to unbelievers.
他大胆的传讲，对那些不信人传讲。
He also speak boldly to any believers who get out of line.
他也像那些已经信主，但是呢，已经走向歧途的人，继续的这样子传讲。
Whatever consequences he has to face，
不管他得到怎么样的后果。
So we see belief also leads to speech。
所以当你相信的话呢，你会这样子的说。
Brothers and sisters, if you genuinely believe something is to be important，
如果我们真正的相信一些东西是重要的话
，you will definitely talk about it。
我们一定会说出来的。
If we truly believe God's salvation has already imparted to us through His Son Jesus Christ，
如果你相信神的救赎呢，从他的儿子中呢显示出来的时候
，you should be spreading the gospel to people who are yet to know Christ。
所以我们应该向非信徒来传讲这样的福音。
Our weakness in whatever areas should not be an excuse for us to shun away from spreading the gospel。
虽然我们有很多不足的地方呢，但是不足以停止我们宣讲主的福音。
After all, the gospel does not depend on our human strength for its success。
因为到后来呢，这个传讲主的能力呢，不是我们用我们的能力，而是神的能力。
We are never powerful in ourselves。
我们本身是没有那样的能力的。
We are only vessel, clay or jars in which God's power is being demonstrated。
我们只是成为一个主的器皿，让神的能力由这器皿来彰显出来。
So why preach the gospel if it leads to ridicule？
所以呢，为什么我们要传讲福音呢？既然我们知道这个会受到人家的冷嘲讥讽
，or it leads to hostility，
或者人家的敌对
，very simple，
很简单的
，it is I believe， therefore I speak，
我相信，所以我这样子说
，I believe， therefore I speak，
我因为相信呢，所以我今天我这样子说。
Thirdly, we must not lose heart as to continue spreading the gospel。
第三，我们不要丧胆呢，当我们继续传讲主的福音。
Given the hardship of spreading the gospel and the various sufferings Paul has to go through，
我们看到神这个保罗因为这样子传福音呢，受到许多遭难和逼害。
One might presume a great despair for the apostle Paul。
我们觉得这样人遭受这些东西，应该觉得会灰心丧气。
But far from it。
但是我们看到保罗的生命并非如此。
In the beginning of today's passage, Paul affirms that。Since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart.
从这书信的开始呢，保罗说，因为有这事工是因神的恩惠，我有今天的事工呢，是因为神的恩惠。
And later in verse 16, Paul reiterates the same statement: we do not lose heart.
第十六节呢，他又再次说，我们不会灰心失志。
Paul admits that the gospel he preached would appear vile to someone。
他觉得说，他这样的福音呢，可能对一些人蒙蔽的人呢，有不同的看法。
And he also know that his weakness, as the one who is often afflicted and persecuted, would certainly not speak well for his audience。
因为他也知道说，他苦难的见证呢，在那些被蒙蔽的人的眼中呢，是对他对这福音是有冲突的。
For him to spread the gospel of glory，
他来这边分享主的福音的荣耀。
Paul also knows that when God entrusted him with this eternal treasure of gospel，
他也知道说神把这样的福音的使命交托给他的时候，
God did not endow him with immunity from illness, torment, or any other human afflictions。
神也不会因为这样的关系呢，免他遭受痛苦、折磨和四面受敌。
Nevertheless, Paul is bold to continue preaching the gospel。
即使如此，他继续的勇往直前。
And he does not lose heart。
而他不灰心丧志。
So what motivates Paul for not losing heart？
所以什么东西呢，使到保罗有这样的能力呢？
Because he looked on his ministry as something he received, not because of his personal merit, but on accounts of God's favor。
他有这样的态度呢，是因为他深知道这个使命是托付给他的，而是神给他的一个特权。
Though undeserving, God has poured the divine treasure within him as God's earthen vessel。
虽然他觉得他不配，但是神却给他用于交托给他这样的一个特权。
For him, what a privilege for him to be the instrument of God。
所以，哇，我能够接受这样的特权是何等的荣耀。
As such, he treasured the ministry entrusted to him。
所以他对这样的一个事工呢，非常的有信心。
And he was convinced that the gospel did not have to be accepted by everyone to remain valid。
他也知道说，这个福音呢，不需要每个人都能够接受。
To become merit, to be valid，
是成为真实的那个东西。
Therefore, he does not lose heart。
所以他不会因别人的反对而伤心失志。
And so are we。
所以我们也应该这样子。
God has given each of us a specific ministry。
神也同样的委托我们一些重要的事工。
Something we can do and it needs to be done。
我们必须得去做，而且必须把那个把它做得很好。
Do you treasure the ministry God has given you？
你对神托付给你的事工呢？你珍惜吗？
Especially in the area of spreading the gospel，
尤其在传福音这样的一个使命。
Will you allow hardship, troubles, and frustration to stop you from serving God and others?
你会让困难、麻烦和挫折来阻止你这样的一个使命吗？
Do not lose heart.
所以不要灰心。
It's Paul's exhortation to us.
这是保罗给我们的信息。
If we faithfully carry out our given ministry,
如果我们忠心地持守我们的事工的话
，Paul said we will find encouragement about ourselves and about life.
保罗说我们会在从中呢得到鼓励，对我们生命得到启示。
Yes, brothers and sisters, the surpassing power of God will sustain and spur us on.
兄弟姐妹，我们这个照这个神莫大的能力呢，也能够为我们开出一个崭新的生命。
In carrying out the ministry God Himself has entrusted to us.
来执行神交托给我们的工作。
In addition, this surpassing power of God will also open up a whole new way of our Christian life.
这样子的一个交托，能够使到我们的基督徒的生活一个崭新的道路。
This is the third point Paul wants to highlight to the Corinthians.
这也是第三点的这个向保罗要向哥林多教会强调的。
How did Paul come to realize that his weakness was the occasion for God's power?
保罗怎么样子来到一个清楚的了解，说他的软弱是神动能力的动工。
Paul realized that his experience of power through weakness was in fact like that of Jesus in his death and his resurrection.
他的经验就像耶稣钉在十字架上的经验。
In the end of this letter, Paul made a summary statement.
最后呢，保罗在这个书信的结尾上面有这样子一个总结。
In chapter 13, Paul said Jesus was crucified in weakness.
这边说，基督因软弱呢被钉在十字架上。
Yet he lives by God's power.
那神的大能在因为但是在他的神的大能下。
Likewise, we are weak in him.
同样的，我们也是在他在他里面软弱。
Yet by God's power, we will live with him to serve you.
但是呢，因为神的缘故呢，他能够大能与我们同在呢，来继续来侍奉我们。
In fact, Jesus' unselfish life, his self-emptying and servant-like life, was viewed by his opponents as weaknesses in him.
其实很多时候呢，我们这个耶稣的这个无私，他的一个牺牲的一个仆人式的态度呢，其实很多时候呢，他的对手把他当成一个弱点。
And especially on the cross,
尤其他死在十字架那个景象
，Christ was totally powerless.
他是完全一个无能无助的一个景象。
But it was precisely in Jesus' ultimate weakness.
但是因为是这样子一个无能的景象呢
，that God showed His resurrection power to raise Him from death.
神把他的大莫大的能力呢，把他从死里复活起来。
So this is the weakness power principle Paul came to understand.
所以这是软弱能力的这个原则，来这个保罗深深的被体会。
The weakness of Jesus' cross, in actual fact, attests to the most striking power of God.
他越软弱的话呢，神的能力越清楚的见证出来。
Paul therefore is confident that the same divine power that raised Jesus from death is at work in him.
所以他也知道这样子的能力也在他身上继续的动工。
As long as he is united with Christ.
如果他继续保守在神里面的一个心智。
So Paul can say in today verse 10.
所以今天第十一节他这样说。
We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus.
我们在身上常常带着耶稣的死。
So that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.
使耶稣的生也显明在我们的身上。
So brothers and sisters, to die is also truly to live.
所以我们这样的看待死呢，我们就是真正的活了。
Paul's logic is this.
保罗的理由是这样子。
As long as he carries about in his body the dying of Jesus.
当他继续扛着耶稣的死的时候。
And as he lives out his calling.
这样子的活出他这个他的宣教的使命。
The power of Jesus' resurrection life.
他这个上帝牺牲的那个大能呢？
The power of Jesus' resurrection life will also become operative in his mortal flesh.
就会在他这个肉体上行动出来。
He will thus will be preserved. He will be not be persecuted.
所以他会保守他不被其他人击败。
He will not be abandoned.
他不会被抛弃。
But in what sense does Paul carry about the dying of Jesus?
所以什么意思？当我们说保罗说我扛着耶稣的死呢？
In the sense that he too must conform to the weakness and humility of Christ.
所以我们如果要这样子的话呢，我们也必须像神这样子呢，来谦卑的在神面前。
By conforming to the weakness and humility of Christ, we are becoming a fitting vessels for the manifestations of God's power.
如果我们谦卑像耶稣那样呢，神的能力也会从我们生命中彰显出来。
So Paul is confident that in caring about the dying of Jesus will allow him entry into the life of the resurrected Jesus.
所以如果保罗这样扛着耶稣的死呢，他也能够像耶稣这样子的活起来。
In other words, the life of Jesus will continue to live in him.
所以耶稣的生命会在他的生活中继续的显示出来。
So as a result, a whole new way of life will make possible for him.
所以这样子呢，他的忽然间呢，生命中有个新的展示，新的一条路。
With God's surpassing power working in and through him.
有这样神的莫大的能力在我们生命中共工。
What is this whole new way of life?
到底这个崭新的一个道路是怎么样的一个生命呢？
Paul further explained in verse 16.
他在第16节继续这样子的说。
That though our outer man is decaying, 他说, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
他说虽然我们的外体呢虽然毁坏, 但内心说一天新似一天。
Paul here is not describing physical decay as such.
保罗不是讲到说这个外部的腐烂。
But in fact, physically we begin to die as soon as we are born.
但是我们知道，从生理上讲，我们第一天生出来的时候，我们就开始死。
But by outer man, Paul does not refer to the mere body.
我们说的我们的外体，但是当然保罗不指，但是我们的这个外面的这个躯体。
And the inner man, Paul does not refer to the soul.
这内在的人呢，保罗也不是说我们的灵魂。
There's no body-soul dichotomy here.
这边我们不是保罗不是企图把这两个东西分开。
Both outer man and inner man refer to the whole person.
我们的外人内人其实是我们全人这样的一个观念。
In simple term, the outer man refers to the outer life.
简单来说，这个我们的外人就是我们外面的这个生活。
Our outer life visible to human eyes.
那些我们人肉眼能够看到我们的生活。
And the inner man refers to the inner life believers link. With Christ.
我们的内在的心呢，是内半生活，是我们跟神那边的这个生命。
The believer's inner life united with Christ is always being renewed.
因为我们相信神的话呢，我们的内在的心呢，不断的被神更新。
And proceeding toward ever increasing glory.
然后每一天呢，走向光荣。
While our outer life, which belongs to this world,
而我们的外面的这个生命呢，是属于这个世界的生命。
Is temporary and crumbling.
是暂时的，而且容易破碎的。
So Paul wants the Corinthians to understand that the Christian inner life is constantly being renewed day by day.
所以保罗要让他们信徒知道，我们内在的生命是一天一天被神更新的。
Even though our mortal body is wasting away.
虽然说我们的身体呢，在外部呢，不断的受毁坏。
This ever increasing renewal of the Christian inner life is made possible.
这样的可能性呢，是为什么呢？
By the surpassing power of God.
因为有神莫大的能力。
And also the life of Jesus is who is living in us.
而是神的生命在我们的生命中彰显出来。
It is because of this ongoing renewal.
因为是这样子的不断的更新的一个过程。
Paul can view his troubles as merely light and momentary.
他会把一些的苦难、一个困苦呢，看为是暂时的，而是会过去的。
Paul knows his outward life as jars of clay.
他知道他的外体的就好像一个瓦器这样子。
And his affliction carrying the dying body of Jesus.
而他在苦难中呢，他扛着上帝的石。
They in fact serve to multiply the glory of his inner life.
他因为这样的软弱呢，他使到这个神的呢，神的光荣呢，倍增的被见证在人的面前。
As he being transformed day by day to be like Christ.
他是内在呢，一天比一天呢，在神里面被更新。
So Paul in verse 17 he says.
所以在十七节他这样子说。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far weighs than all.
所以十七节保罗这样说，我们这自战自轻的苦楚呢，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
But this whole new way of life transformation is not for our own benefits only.
这个新的生命不是为了我们的益处，单单为了我们益处。
So Paul moves to point out.
他继续的告诉我们。
You want to let them know the results of this caring about the dying of Jesus.
而我们知道我们的走向的后果是什么东西呢？
He says, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
他说，死在我们身上发动呢，生却在你们身上发动。
All this is for your benefit.
好叫我们的恩惠因人越多越发增加。
Paul understands his weakness and suffering as benefiting the Corinthians in some way.
保罗清楚知道，他因为今天受到困苦呢，是为了哥林多教会的原因。
As jars of clay, his apostolic ministry makes the life of Jesus present to the community.
因为他这个瓦器的一个形象呢，他使到他的生活在。 神的面前见证出来。
And the Corinthians are able to know that God's resurrected power in Christ could also be at work in their lives.
所以他也别人也能够看到说，哇，神竟然能够这样有能力在你身上，他也能够在我身上这样子的有能力。
By embracing the light of Jesus, they too will undergo day by day transformation.
啊，如果他拥抱大家拥抱神的爱呢，他们的生活也能够像保罗这样的坚强。
Therefore, we see Paul keeps preaching.
所以你可以看到这个保罗的讲道。
And he endures suffering.
他虽然在苦难中呢，他继续的忍耐。
Because he knows by doing so,
因为他知道如果他继续这样子做的话
，the light of Jesus may also be reflected in the lives of others.
神的耶稣的生命也能够从每个人身上呢表现出来。
Paul said, "This is the grace that God wants to impart to all people."
他说到最后呢，这些是神。给我们的恩典。
What is this grace?
这是什么恩典呢
？To have Jesus living in our lives.
是耶稣在我们的生命中跟我们同活。
As more and more people experience this grace.
当越多人越经历到这样子的一个能力的话
，They will give thanks to God in return.
他们就会以感恩来回报神。
And as more and more give thanks.
当越来越多人这样子的做的话。
God's reputation is enhanced and extended.
神的能力，神的名誉就不断的被扩张。
So, brothers and sisters, what a privilege for us to reflect the life of Jesus in us.
大家有没有看到，这是我们的一个特权。
Always carrying the body of death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
我们每天在扛着神的死呢，直到神的荣耀能够在我们身上表现出来。
How heartening to know that when we live this way, life is at work to those whom God calls us to serve.
我们多么受鼓励呢？如果我们这样子活下去的话呢，神会在我们的身上动工。
As we preach what we believe,
当我们宣讲我们所信的
，God's grace will lead to more converts.
我们的这个宣讲呢，就得到更多人来信主。
We may be jars of clay with cracks in life here and there.
我们可能是一个瓦器，这边有一个缺口，那边有一个缺口。
But God still pours His treasure within us.
但是呢，神继续的把他能力呢，来从我们生命中显示出来。
So what an honor for us to reveal this treasure to others.
多重要的一个特权呢，多美的一个使命。
And we have the promise from God to empower us in our weakness.
而我们有神的这样的一个承诺在我们身上。
Most importantly, we are assured of ongoing life of transformation.
而且我们知道说，我们因为向着深信神呢，我们的生命一定会被改变。
Day by day, as we live out the life of Jesus.
当我们每一天这样子的走这样的路的时候
，So what is stopping you from being a blessing to others?
所以什么东西阻止你呢？成为别人祝福呢
？May the God of Almighty.
希望神的我们的大能的神
continue to empower you as you faithfully carry out the task He has entrusted to you.
继续的给我们能力呢，来让我们执行他交托给我们的这个使命。